Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Man, Paul Rasmussen. And Paul, you shared the National Weather Service posting. Yesterday's 91-degree temperature marked the fifth straight day of 90-plus and the first time since June of 1994 that that's happened in the month. And yesterday we had those flooding issues. You detailed Campbell's Run, which is a major artery there as you make the turn, you know, from 79 to the Parkway West. And it runs parallel to the Parkway West, for those that don't know.
It's, if you live in the Robinson area, and I did for several years, that is the workaround. Getting off on that exit, you know, where Snyder Brothers is, the convenience store and the repair shop there. I did a lot of business there over the years. And, you know, the odd thing about this is, Larry, is they had recently, well, within several years ago, had shut down Campbell's Run Road to do maintenance work on that drainage ditch that runs along one side. They were working on the reinforcement walls and all of that. So you would think that that might have helped, but apparently not. And if you've seen pictures of what happened, I mean, there was water right up to the doors of vehicles.
When we talk about flash flooding, that's exactly, because a lot of people probably said, well, I didn't get much rain, or it rained briefly for a short period of time, but that was a major issue. That seems to be the hardest hit spot.
If you're unfamiliar with Campbell's Run Road, but you are familiar with the Parkway West when you're driving, like out to the airport or back, this is the area where you see that great big building with Knickerbocker written on the side.
Yeah.
That stands out, doesn't it?
I'm very familiar with the area, but if you use Campbell's Run, it's also had some construction going on, so they were hoping, and maybe they can at some point, actually mill and pave that and be done with it.
Yeah, the downside for them on this is they had just finished doing some road work there, so this water that came in
sets them back,
undid it, so they got to go back in and mill and pave after they clear the debris. And I saw some pictures of the debris. It's some of the sand and the gook is like, looks several inches deep,
and it looks like we'll have a chance for off and on over the next few days into the weekend of more of the same, where you get some thunderstorms with those heavy, heavy downpours.
Well, I sure hope that they get good weather in that area, or long enough that the storms hold off, they can get the work done.
We'll keep you posted on all the weather and traffic information with Ellen Gamble coming up. In the meantime, curious to hear what the supreme leader of Iran, who's come out of hiding, had to say about what's happened in the last couple of weeks. CBS's Michael George.
Iran's supreme leader came out of hiding to claim a decisive victory over the U.S. and Israel. The Iranian government is promising to continue pursuing its nuclear program while admitting it has suffered significant damage. CBS's MTS Tayyab is inside Tehran, where we remind you the regime is closely monitoring his movements.
In a taped address, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei lashed out at Israel and the U.S., saying Iran had, quote, delivered a slap to America's face. The supreme leader had not been seen in public since a ceasefire was reached with Israel after 12 days of devastating war. We met the Iranian government spokeswoman Fatima Mohajerani at her offices here in Tehran. She told us her country would continue to pursue its nuclear program.
We had no intention to move towards a nuclear bomb. It's Israel that has 90 nuclear warheads, but we did not want to go that way. Nonetheless, we will obtain the scientific knowledge to do what we want with our program.
Since we arrived in Iran, what struck us is how Iranians from across the political spectrum, and who often agree on very little, said outside forces bombing their nation is no path forward.
The result was deep solidarity. Even those who had open grievances came together to help support Iran.
The official line from the leadership is that Iran's nuclear program is far from obliterated, as President Trump has insisted.
These facilities have been seriously damaged. Any further reports should come from technical experts in the field.
So there is a possibility that these sites have been completely destroyed.
I want to stress that these facilities have been seriously damaged. However, we must wait for the reports.
Imtiaz Tayeb, CBS News, Tehran.
So interesting, as you can expect, it's state news, and that's how it's reported. But even they're saying it was severely damaged. And even she's saying, we'll wait for the experts to get the details. But
and who she reminds me of, by the way, is Baghdad Bob. Remember him? The spokesperson for Saddam Hussein's government, saying the same basic things that you couldn't believe. They were so preposterous.
Right. And the Supreme Leader shouting that they had a victory over what? I'm not sure.
Well, you know, and I understand probably, you know, that message was intended for the Iranian audience.
Oh, sure.
And they don't know what the heck's going on because their internet's been cut for I don't know how long. If it's back up, I'd be surprised. And in terms of the that poor correspondent who's stuck over there, man, that would make my skin crawl to know that they were looking over everything I did. They're probably living in a bugged room and God knows what else.
Following him. Oh, yeah. That would be at very least uncomfortable. And I'd be afraid for your life.
Right.
But it is interesting to get just some feedback from inside the Capitol.
One other little note on this. Elon Musk added a comment to one of the Ayatollah's posts on X.
Oh, I didn't see it.
And he asked him, is America the great Satan or the greater Satan? Which I thought was well put.
We haven't heard a lot from Elon Musk lately, have we?
No, he's kept to himself. Yeah. He's focusing mostly on his company's tech issues, things like that, SpaceX. A lot of posts on the space program.
I'll tell you what, there's been no shortage of big news lately.
Yeah, and has stayed largely out of that end of it.
Yep, free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. And while you're at it, you can dial back 24 hours when we have guests you may have missed. And if you go online, you can see what we're doing with our KDK video stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And now our new KDK Radio YouTube page. Do you ever think, Paul, when you came here, you'd be part of a YouTube page?
No. No. I started off in television and segued into radio because I like the anonymity. Well, so much for that.
So much for that. We see you all the time, right, Aaron?
Although I do get busted right in public when I talk sometimes.
But I have had requests for Aaron to be visible. She's kind of the invisible.
Yeah, that would be a very good idea, considering all the, you know.
We got cameras everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know why they haven't done that yet.
Would you be okay with that, Aaron?
I'd be okay with that.
All right, we'll talk to the big
bosses.
It would
certainly improve the presentation. She's a lot better looking than we are.
Amen.
By a long shot.
Amen.
Wow.
All right, there was, we mentioned this in our birthdays, one of the guys that you mentioned from... He just passed. We're not allowed to mention dead people, but we mention him because he just passed, right?
Yeah, because he's special.
Oh my gosh.
That is the theme from Bullet with Steve McQueen. Probably the greatest car chase scene in Hollywood history, written by Lalo Schifrin, right?
But
now this guy's name pops up all over the place. He did scores for everybody, but let's talk about the TV part first. He did The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Mission Impossible. We played the theme from that a little bit ago. Right?
I mean, it's iconic. It's over 50 years old.
Yeah. Mannix, Medical Center, Starsky and Hutch. Right? And then here's the movies. Cool Hand Luke, another great film. Bullet. Just mentioned that. Kelly's Heroes, Dirty Harry, Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee.
Good Lord.
Magnum Force, The Amityville Horror, and on the list goes.
And nobody but Paul Rasmussen would know his name, Aaron.
Well, I'm a Clint Eastwood movie fan. I like the Dirty Harry movies, and I saw Lalo Schifrin's name keep coming up over and over again. So when I saw the blurb about him dying, I thought, geez, this is the guy that did Mission Impossible.
I wonder if he did this theme.
No.
No?
Nope.
Hey.
That's a Clint Eastwood movie.
Right.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Did you guys see The Mule with Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
That movie blew my mind.
Clint was like nine. He's getting up there. He's well into his 90s.
And the theme for The Good and the Bad and the Ugly was Ennio Morricone. That was a spaghetti western.
Go ahead, punk. Yeah. Make my day.
Lots of Italians, and I would assume a good part of it was filmed in Spain or Italy, one of the two. Probably Spain.
You like his movies, Clint Eastwood?
You know, I heard his name far more than I saw him until I saw The Mule. And I actually saw a movie with his son before I saw any of his movies, but I've known his name forever.
Yeah, his son was in a movie. I was
The Longest Ride.
With, yeah, he's a spitting image of his dad at his age.
At that age. Wow. Yeah.
Go ahead, punk. I love that. And the outlaw Josie Wales has some great lines in it.
Yes.
So about
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Bounty hunter comes to get Clint, right? And he walks into the bar, and he says to Clint, "This in the exchange, the guy said, a man's got to make a living, right, as a bounty hunter.
Right.
And the classic line from Clint Eastwood is, dying ain't much of a living, boy.
Yeah.
Like, who writes these things?
Top 10 Clint Eastwood movies, as long as we're on the topic. Number 8, well, I guess the top 8, Dirty Harry. Number 7, Outlaw Josie Wales. That's why I looked it up. Bridges of Madison County, number 6. Man, what a great film. Million Dollar Baby, number 5. Number 4, In the Line of Fire. That's the one where he's a Secret Service agent. Number 3, Unforgiven. That one he stars in with Gene Hackman. Fistful of Dollars, number 2. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, number 1. And that's just the top 8.
Wow.
Pretty impressive list. All right, how would you like to be a superstar singer and your teeth come out right in the middle of a performance?
Oh, I heard about this. I felt so bad for her.
That sounds like a very terrible dream.
And she handled it with such tact.
Leanne Rimes was singing Can't Fight the Moonlight without her front teeth, her dental bridge unglued in the middle of the song in Washington, forcing her to keep popping it back in. She eventually just told the crowd, just in case she accidentally spat her teeth out on the front row.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, she said at one point she was holding her teeth in her. She reached up and, you know, with her thumb to pop them back into place several times while she continued her performance. She didn't quit.
No. She kept going, and she said she was having trouble with F, SHH, and TH sounds, you know, like you would if you didn't have your front teeth.
Oh, bless her heart.
I wish we'll try to find some audio of that and hear her singing.
You know, and what a talent. I guess she's famous for the song I Need You, right?
How do I live without you?
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, that was probably her first big hit. Okay, morning show. Welcome to the weekend. If you just joined us, weather issues. It seems like we've been in this pattern for quite a while. And you just heard Ellen Gamble talk about Campbell's Run flooding. They had flash flooding issues due to heavy downpours. There's a possibility of more of the same. And we go to the National Weather Service, check in with meteorologist Colton Milcarrick. Colton, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Some people may say, boy, I didn't see any rain at all, or it came and it was pretty brief. But in the case right there in Robinson, not too far from where your offices are, those flash flooding issues.
Yes, exactly. And unfortunately, that's the way it's been and kind of the way that we're expecting it to go over the next couple of days as well.
Yeah, we're a week away from the big 3-day July 4th celebration. We'll get to that in a moment, but let's talk through why the heavy, heavy rains in some spots and not others.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, during these type of weather setups that we have specifically right now, we just get these thunderstorms to bubble up kind of wherever they want to go. So much like kind of predicting where the bubble is going to come up in the bottom of a pot of water, you might get some areas that get one, and contrarily, you might get some areas that don't. And kind of what we've seen over the last few days.
Yeah, and the you guys posted yesterday, after you hit 91 degrees, Pittsburgh International, it was the fifth straight day of 90 or better, which is the first time since 1994 we've had that kind of little heat wave in the month of June.
Yeah, and we do have one more day of that heat, it looks like, today as well.
All right, and then, I mean, it's not going to be much cooler over the weekend, but it does temper somewhat, so walk us through next week into the 4th of July.
Yeah, sure. So today, again, we're looking for kind of those continued heat concerns, mostly just cumulative heat. You know, we've been hot all week. Some places without AC might be seeing some internal temperatures in their houses go up. But at least for today, we got a forecast high right around 90. So we'll see if we continue that streak or not. Into the weekend, we have temperatures relaxing a little bit into Saturday, which I'm hard to believe that I'll say it, but, you know, we might cool down to the mid-80s before we get back up close to 90 for Sunday and Monday, right? And then where you might feel it is the overnight lows, Saturday night, we actually have a good shot at getting down into the mid-60s as well. In terms of rain chances and what we're expecting, if you liked or didn't like the last couple days, we're looking for pretty much the same. Again, if you get unlucky, you might be caught in a storm with flooding and severe wind potential. And like you said, some places may not see anything. But overall, this afternoon, the rain chances are going to be better to the east of Pittsburgh and including Pittsburgh, a little bit lower to the west. And looks like for tomorrow, we got a pretty uniform, right around 60% chance of rain, depending on where you are.
But for the 4th, it looks like more seasonal temperatures, even though there'll be a chance of showers, but it'll be a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, certainly so. At least as we get into next Tuesday and Wednesday, we have some indication that maybe there's a weak cold front that comes through, taking us back down to normal, and you might feel a little bit drier and less muggy, too. So that is also some good news. That'll keep the heat indices a little bit lower during the day.
Colton, appreciate the update. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Bye-bye.
From the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh, Colton Milcarrick, who they are the official body that posts the watches and warnings that we all air. And since KDK is the official designated emergency broadcast station, Aaron, that's why we do those tests and all that. But you have heard when we have severe weather, particularly tornadoes,
right,
that we broadcast those right away for the obvious reasons.
Absolutely. And we've had a lot of extreme weather going on.
We really have. It has been quite a week with international news. Things have quieted down for the moment. The ceasefire is holding between Israel and Iran for the moment. A president returned from a brief trip to the Netherlands for a two-day NATO summit, and now the focus of the president seems to be in the moment. He wants the budget passed. And with that story, CBS's Jared Hill with more.
So Medicaid cuts are proving to be both a GOP policy dispute as well as a procedural problem. We're told President Trump has been working really on getting lawmakers to pass this first major piece of legislation of his second term, posting on social media, "No one goes on vacation until it's done."
It's President Donald Trump's last-minute push for Congress to pass his massive tax cuts and spending bill.
We'll deliver a record tax cut, a record spending cut, a record investment in border security.
His self-imposed deadline, July 4th. But the Republican package has faced setbacks in the Senate. Fiscal conservatives argue it adds too much to the deficit. Moderate Republicans worry about the tougher Medicaid requirements, and the Senate parliamentarians' issues with the Medicaid changes could send lawmakers back to the drawing board.
Everything is challenging, but they're all speed bumps, and we will We have contingency plans.
Senators are also split, this time along party lines, over President Trump's claims that nuclear sites in Iran were obliterated by U.S. strikes over the weekend. They received a classified briefing Thursday.
It was effective. They blew these places up in a major league way.
I walk away from that briefing still under the belief that we have not obliterated the program.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth also defended the strikes in a news conference and scolded the media for how it was covered.
You want to call it destroyed? You want to call it defeated? You want to call it obliterated? Choose your word. This was an historically successful attack.
Meanwhile, uncertainty over a possible meeting with Iran. President Trump said that it's happening next week. Yesterday, the White House press secretary said so far, no meetings are scheduled.
Well, the House is set to be briefed on the Iran mission today. House Speaker Mike Johnson has said that it's his suspicion that someone in Congress leaked the preliminary damage assessment. Since then, the White House has said that they want to limit what classified information goes to members of Congress.
CBS's Jared Hill. Coming up. If you didn't hear, Campbell's Run flooded by heavy rains yesterday. Ellen Gamble will have details next.
From the Goldberg Persky & White News Desk, Thursday was the fifth day in a row with a high at or above 90. That's rare for June. The last time it happened was 1994.
And we're not quite done yet. We could flirt with that today. It has been extraordinarily hot, obviously, and uncomfortable for so many people.
Some Jefferson Hills residents are having their power cut off today, while West Penn Power is repairing a damaged conductor.
There's a lot of senior citizens in this area. They're going to have a hard time trying to function without air.
Yeah, I feel for those folks, but I guess it's necessary to get it done. At some point, they got to do it.
Yeah, they say they can't postpone this work any longer. Also, the world's largest rubber duck, 6 stories tall, is at Idlewild in Soak Zone through Sunday in Ligonier Township, and Mama Duck is joined by Timmy the Duckling. He's just 10 feet tall.
Little Timmy. Oh, man. That duck was here, what, 11 years ago?
What a deal, huh?
Yeah, I remember it made quite a splash on the rivers around the point.
I wonder how many people took either a picture of that or a selfie. It's got to be in the tens of thousands, right?
Oh, my gosh, at least. And that's where it's going to be at Idlewild out there. Obviously, they'll have a lot of young families, and that'll be a huge attraction this weekend. 6 stories high. It's a big duck.
Yeah, you could go see Mommy and Timmy.
Little, want to see little Timmy? He's 10 foot tall.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.